Greetings, this is James Gillen. I'm your host with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. A lot of things to cover tonight. People asked me again to just kind of comment about what's happening, what the big picture is all about. And, you know, and it's getting crazier and crazier. It's hard to nail this down. I don't think anybody really knows exactly what is going on, exactly how it's going to unfold or how it's going to come down. But to know the big picture really helps you understand the dynamics of what is happening. So what I want to do is cover that today, and then we'll come down more into details and some of the other things. I think it was pretty weird. We have several lines here to go out on and different servers and things like that. And all of a sudden I'm going, what the heck? My servers are going down. My virus thing is going crazy. My mics aren't working, you know, nothing's working. I closed everything down and opened up a whole new system. So to get through the show, and I thought it was odd that, you know, all day long you're working and coming in and out and checking on the listening to different things on YouTube and things like that. And everything works fine, you know, all day long. As soon as the show comes up, bam, you know, all these viruses and everything. So obviously we're over the, we're over the target because we're getting a lot of flack, and we'll just take it from there. So let's talk about what they don't want you to hear and why there's so much resistance. So basically this is what's going down. The whole universe is moving to a highly energized place in space. All the planets are going through atmospheric changes. They're also going through not just atmospheric changes. They're also going through, you know, my thing just popped up, poor connection again. So looks like they found this server as well. But anyway, we'll just continue. So anyway, all the planets are going through the same, you know, the same situation. You know, what it is that there's a lot more than just the energy coming in. It's a higher consciousness and energy, and the energy is intelligent. So light comes with consciousness, and it's hard to understand that. But if you look at the electromagnetic light spectrum, all of those different bands of light carry with them a consciousness and an energy. They actually tie into a dimension. And so this will help you understand, you know, what's happening. So it's part of an evolutionary process. The Earth is going through it. She's ascending to the next level. We're moving into a highly energized place. That place, all that energy coming in is conscious, and that consciousness is creating change. And so that's it, you know, in a nutshell. These beings that we're coming into contact with, they're everything from fifth dimensional beings up to 13th dimensional beings that are coming in right now. Some of them are coming through the sun. And so that's why all the observatories are being shut down and we're not getting access to see what's happening with the sun. Massive ships are either coming through the sun or they're around the sun and they're assisting us to go through this shift, this phase. If they didn't assist us, we'd be in the dark ages. The net would be down. The grid would be down. Everything would be down. So we're getting a lot of help, you know, in that process. Will it stay up? I'm not sure. I don't know how much more divine intervention we're going to get, but hopefully it will stay up. Even if it doesn't go down, you know, it's like I'm free to go out and play in nature, which is another amazing thing to do right now, is to get away from all this chaos and get out in nature and get your mind clear, because there's so much nonsense going on. So anyway, to go further into this, so what you've got is you've got these beings, you know, some of them, the Lakah and the Valtari, and there's so many different groups out there. It's hard to keep track of all. We've written them down, are coming in right now. The benevolent Anunnaki are returning, and they're pulling the fallen Anunnaki before the councils. There's a major cleanup. The Palladians, the Orion Council of Light, that went through their wars with the reptilians and other groups, they're coming on board now. They're victorious in their wars. They've cleaned up their sector. And now they're coming to Earth. And the Earth is this little planet on the outermost corner of the Milky Way that's just been left alone, basically. It's been like anything goes zone, you might say. And that's where a lot of the other entities that were defeated in these other wars have ended up. And so what you have on the dark side of things, I'll cover that. You know, you might call it the Dark Federation or whatever. You've got some grays and you've got the reptilians. You have some other beings, that new ones I've never even seen before. You've got reptilian, they're reptilian gray hybrids. You know, you've got serpent beings, you got all these things. Now, all of these have been written about in the Nag Hammadi. They're on temple walls. They're on the pyramid walls. In ancient Egypt, the temples in Egypt, they're everywhere. And all the yogis and lamas know about these beings. They've been around for quite some time. They've been around since the beginning of time as we know it, basically. So the Earth's history really goes back about 600 million years, where there were advanced civilizations coming and going to colonize the Earth. And the last one that we do know about is the Pleiadian Atlantean colonies. And those the Atlantean Lemurian colonies came from the Pleiades. Now, if you go to the Native Americans, the Cherokee Nation, a lot of the Lakota Nations, if you go to the shamans, you know, in the islands, the Hawaiian Islands, the Philippines, and everything, they all point to the Pleiades as their ancestors. If you talk to the Aboriginal elders over in Australia, they are very familiar with the Pleiades, and they point to the Pleiades. Actually, Uluru and Katiyuta, they're all major rocks that came from space to help the Earth in its evolutionary process. So they're part of that terraforming process, according to their legends. So anyway, everything goes back to the Pleiades. If you go to Gosford Glyphs over in Australia, it'll talk about the origin of man, and it shows the ships coming in and the ships interacting with the Denisovian man and upgrading his genetics. And that process, they continued to upgrade the genetics. And then we have the story of Enki and Enlil. Enki was the creator god. He was the geneticist. Enlil was the general, and he wanted Enki's creations to, you know, go away, basically. So, that's in a nutshell. That's where you get the all-loving, all-forgiving God and the jealous, wrathful God. That's where you got those two dichotomies going. But it goes back. All the bearded gods, actually, in ancient history, go back to the Anunnaki. They're very tall. Their heads were different, and they had beards. And this is going back to Antarctica and what they're finding there, the antediluvian beings they're finding there. They're finding feline beings, all these different types of beings there. And that's part of that group. So anyway, we have a long, long history of off-worlders coming here, colonizing the Earth, and the Earth having to start over as primitives due to massive cataclysms such as pole shifts, meteor impacts, massive volcanoes going off, you know, ice ages, everything. We often have to start over. And actually, we are going into a mini ice age right now, despite the global warming people that are trying to tell us that the whole planet is frying and we're all going to die. They have a thing called there's two different datas that they use to determine, you know, global warming. And, one is the real data, and then they have the altered data, and they use the altered data to prove their point. And unfortunately, the data that hasn't been altered is giving us a different story. I know that's going to piss a lot of people off, but when I get through, you understand why this is going on. And yes, we do need to bring in the fuelless energy technology. We do need to bring in clean energy. We have that already. It's on the planet. But the very same people that are pushing the global warming program are the very same ones that are keeping the other technologies from coming in that would actually take care of part of this, a very small part of it. But it's a much bigger picture than they're telling you. But anyway, it's a way of organizing and creating another global network, you might say, under the direction of, you know, the usual Illuminati puppet masters. So now I'm going to jump around a little bit and try to explain this. So what you've got is you've got these darker elements, and they've been around since the days of the Sumerian gods, the Enki and Enlil and the rest of the crew there. One of the sons, actually Marduk, made a pact with the reptilians, and he wanted total supremacy of the Earth. And we've been under draconian law ever since. So that's the big picture. We're dealing with higher dimensional beings coming in, planetary liberators coming in to free humanity. And they've cleaned up their sectors, and now they're coming to help with the Earth. And you've got the other group, the controllers, and they're under draconian law, and they're being influenced by unseen negative influences. And those are what many would refer to as demonic or grays or reptilians or things of that nature. So there is a multidimensional war going on. It's been going on for quite some time. The good news is the dark side is losing dramatically. And now the cleanup is happening. So we're coming from these other draconian grid and the people that support the control, you know, the controlling and manipulators, the people that want to keep you enslaved through dependency. They want to keep the healing technologies from you. They want to keep the free energy and everything else. That group that wants to keep you enslaved is now coming unwound because they're not frequency specific to where the Earth is going. And so basically that's the deal. The Earth is ascending. The higher dimensional beings are pressing in. They carry with them universal law, a higher consciousness and energy. And people keep asking me, what is universal law? Universal law is written in the heart of hearts of all humanity. And it's basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everyone. It's like when one prospers, we all prosper. And we're here to help those who are less fortunate to go to the next level and rise up and reach their greatest potential. And that's the way the higher dimensional beings operate. Now, after saying this, people are going to go, oh, that's what the Democrats want to do. No, it's not what the Democrats want to do. It's actually the opposite. So, you know, they have a good talk, but, you know, it's like say one thing, do another. And if you do the research, that's what you're going to see. Now, I'm not going to go political. I don't want to go political. But as an observer, there's things you need to look at. And I'm not saying the Republicans are any better. There's a lot of Republicans that are also being influenced that do not want to see us free. They don't want to see the people go through. But right now, our best bet, unfortunately, is the Republican Party because they are draining the swamp. They're the ones that are doing the cleanup. Not all of them. There's some of them that aren't, but not all of them. And what you're seeing is the deep state and the mainstream media is actually controlled by the controllers and the enslavers. And they have totally brainwashed the masses to a degree. It's just unbelievable. And I'm seeing that now. And that's the reason I'm doing this show, because I'm watching this as an observer. I'm seeing the violence escalate. I'm seeing the pure insanity. I'm seeing a lot of the leftists saying one thing, doing another. Everything they accuse others of, they themselves are doing tenfold. The way they get away with it is they accuse everybody else of what they're doing, and then they run it through the mainstream press, which they control, and mainstream media, or lamestream media, I should say. And then pretty soon you've got these guys standing there going, what the heck happened? You know, like I'm a nice guy. I'm trying to do the best for humanity. Now I've got all these charges against me. And you're seeing that on a huge scale right now. So I want to go through a little logic. And I want to praise some people out there. Like there's Anthony Brian Logan. I looked at his YouTube channel. Brandon Tatum had a great talk about this. Candace Owen is doing her best out there too. She's quite a champion. And now Kanye West is actually coming out. And I didn't get to watch that whole interview, so I don't know exactly what was said. I listened to some of the things. But what I'm seeing is all of these other, black news media people are just attacking him and attacking anybody else that goes to speak up and to uncover what the Democratic Party is all about and what they've been about. And so viciously attacking them. And, they used to call them the house masters or the house slaves. And the house slaves keep all the other slaves in order. And, these guys are looking like, the house slaves, you know, the ones that whip all the other slaves into obedience and doing so. So a lot of people are figuring it out, and a lot of people are coming out of it. So, you know, we have to look at the history. The Democrats actually started the KKK. So people are, and then they're calling, you know, all the Republicans Klan members and things like that. Well, they started the KKK, and Hillary brags about, you know, her connections with, you know, her best mentor is a member, you know, high ranking member of the KKK. And she talks about this. And so, she, you know, so anyway, I can go further. You know, it was against freeing the slaves in the past. It was against giving, you know, the right to vote, you know, to the slaves. It was against, you know, it was even against women voting. And they've jailed more, African-Americans, you know, even under Barack, you know, Obama, than any other group. And so when we look at the facts, you know, and we watch these guys like Don Lemon and all these other people attacking, you know, Kanye West, and, you know, they're the house masters. You know, they're the ones that are there to keep everybody on the plantation. But people are realizing now that everything that the far left and the left are accusing the others of are what they themselves are doing or have been doing for quite some time. So you just got to reverse it. And some people are so programmed, they're so angry, and they've got such an attitude, you can't reason with them. I saw these young kids trying to reason with some of the Black Lives Matters, and they said, look, all lives matter. And they tried to talk to him, and the guy was, you know, screaming all these obscenities and working himself into a frenzy and spitting all over these kids. And it was a group of kids, and there's one young kid, you know, and he was a Black kid, and he just went and kind of, you know, embarrassed this guy and just said, where's your facts? He goes, why are you saying that? Where did you hear about this? And he started laying out some other facts on him and couldn't come up with anything. And so, you know, the kids are the ones that are going to pull it together. And there was kids from every race there, bonding together and saying, you know, let's straighten out this place. You know, they're all working together. So I thought, that's what it's all about. The kids know what's going on. They don't care about all this other nonsense going on. But and I want to go further with this. Now we have to look at, you know, the Soros-sponsored people like Antifa, Open Borders, Black Lives Matter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There is an open agenda to tear down America, destroy America, because America is standing away in the way of the New World Order. Our ideals, our desire for freedom, everything is against all they represent. And so they're doing all they can to do that. So there's major, major funding. Now, these women scream in the elevators. We find out that some of them are on the payroll. They're getting $175,000 a year to just create a lot of separation and division. And there's a major sponsorship within all these groups. And what they're there to do is divide and conquer and turn everybody against each other. You know, the everybody, you know, create all this race and gender problems as well. And so they're behind all the race wars and the gender wars and everything else. Now, there are some problems, I admit. There are some things that we need to work on and we can do better on. But this is not the solution. And we need to start coming up with solutions versus constantly creating more hate and more violence and more againstness, which is what the left is all about. And, you know, the woman, I think she was, I guess, the one that confronted Flake and some other demonstrators were all, you know, on the payroll there. So when you track it back, you find out they're on the payroll. And again, this guy Soros has a long history of totally taking down countries and then buying everything penny on the dollar becoming a very rich man. So time to wake up and smell the coffee. You're being duped. You're being used. If you're out there, you know, doing these programs and you're being led down a path that's just going to collapse everything. But I don't think they're not going to allow that to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. But it's time for people to wake up. You know, rage is rage. If you've had something done to you, you know, if you've been, you know, you've dealt with predators, you know, whatever, you know, you have to deal with that. But you can't take all that energy and focus on somebody that's done you no harm. This makes no sense at all. I noticed all this race card stuff and everything else. And this guy's screaming about Kavanaugh being a racist and he's a racist, you know, for what he did to women, these women, he's a racist. And I go, wait, I think all these women were white. I'm pretty sure that all these so-called women, what do you call them, that were supposedly gang raped, which never happened according to all the FBI investigations and all the witnesses who all came up and said they have no idea what this woman's talking about. They found out her story was completely altered by the lawyers and by, you know, the other people that brought this out. And so there's going to be a price to pay for that one. So Feinstein and that group is going to have their, I think their heads handed to them pretty quick here because of what was done there. That was all, every single one of those cases was a setup, and they found out there were setups and it never happened. And the poor Kavanaugh and his family, you know, to go through that. To me, I always kind of side on the support. You know, I don't like to take sides. I know there's a bigger picture coming out, but to sit there and watch people being falsely accused and having so much hate, you know, aimed at them, which they didn't earn, to me is just ridiculous. It's I can't, and I see these people, and there's no critical thinking. They can't hold a conversation. You ask them questions, they can't answer. And all they are is programmed, you know, and their own wounds and traumas are being used against them. And they're being used to foster more hate and more crimes and things like that. So, you know, these people banging on doors, attacking people, Antifa especially. Do some logic on Antifa. Soros is funding Antifa. Antifa is anti-fascist. Soros is a sympathizer with the Nazi party. He was part of the Nazi party. He was a Jewish boy that turned in his own people. He went and spied on them and found out where all their valuables were, and then went and told the Nazis where to go and where to pick it up. And he said those were the best years of his life. So you're being funded by a Nazi, and you're anti-Nazi, anti-fascist. Figure it out. What is the plan here? What's the big picture? They're fueling your unhealed wounds and traumas and your grudges. And all of this nonsense, they're just playing you like a fiddle, and they're trying to create as much discord and chaos as possible because they want to come in and pick up the pieces after all is said and done. So anyway, figure it out. You know, it's like, you know, that's really what's happening, and we need to start figuring this out. So when I'm seeing that, you know, these people are not coming from the heart, when they're screaming, I was raped, and you're denying a rapist. You're not. I mean, everybody heard her story. They let her tell her whole story. Her story was so full of holes. There's no corroborating evidence. And they're finding out now she doesn't have the degree she says she does. There's nothing about her story that holds any weight. And they knew that. The Democrats knew that. But they just pushed this agenda because they're just after power. They want to stay in. And that's why they're trying to get, you know, the Latino vote and everything else, because it's all about power. They don't care what happens to the country. They don't care what happens. You know, they just have, it's just to them, it's all a power game. And they're using whoever they can to keep that power, or gain that power. And I'm all for, you know, I would like to see some Democrats step up and say, hey, I don't condone this behavior. I don't condone all the violence. But so far, we're not really seeing that happen. And it does need to come up, and they need to start coming up with solutions. And there's plenty of problems to find solutions to. You know, stop the race wars, stop the gender wars, stop all this other division nonsense. I mean, frickin' Hillary and Eric Holder and all these guys are pushing violence. Kick them when they're down, you know. When they go low, just start kicking them. You know, it's like, come on. You know, Hillary's saying, you know, forget about civility. Just we're taking back this country. You know, this is called treason, basically. If you want to, sedition, treason. There's a few other things involved. But these people have sold our country down the river for quite some time. They've sold it to the Chinese. They've sold it to Russia. And now they're blaming Trump, you know. So, you know, let's look at the history, basically, what's going on. You know, the Uranium One deal, where she got, I think, what, $145 million for selling 20% of our uranium, and all of her buddies were in on it, even Mueller. It's funny, Mueller was the mule that carried the uranium over to the Russians to make the sale. And so there's your collusion right there. There's your Russian collusion. And these are just facts. I'm not saying I'm pro this, I'm pro that. I'm looking at facts. I'm just looking at what's really gone down. And I've watched the doublespeak for so long. I've watched the accusations flying like crazy. When logic fails, then the fists fly and the accusations fly. And basically there is no logic to what the left is doing right now. It's totally illogical. It's a paradox. And again, whatever they're accusing others of, you know, they themselves are doing. And so over and over again, this is coming out, in the press. It's starting to come out. So anyway, I don't know. I wasn't there when these things supposedly happened in, 30-something years ago in college, with Kavanaugh. I wasn't there. I can't say yes or no. I definitely can't accuse him of anything because I wasn't there. And now when you look at all the evidence, you find out that none of it holds any water whatsoever. So I'm saying, give us some evidence. So far, you haven't come up with any. You've had 7 FBI investigations. Nothing has come up. And so, show me the beef. Show me the evidence. Nothing. Nothing is there. So I keep asking, when are you going to come up with this? Come up with some evidence about this. And trust me, if there was evidence there, they've owned the FBI and the CIA and all the agencies. They've weaponized them. And almost all the agencies are weaponized right now against anybody who speaks up against this deep state. And so you don't think if they had some evidence, they would bring it out. They tried to manufacture a ton of evidence and none of it held any water. So anyway, that's all being turned around right now, too. There's a lot of people have lost their jobs. There's a major turnover in all the agencies and everything's getting back on track. So basically, again, if you want to look at the big picture, what you're seeing is universal law pressing in, draconian law going out. You're either going to be with the white hats and be the solution and work through universal law, or you're going to continue to support this draconian law and the separation and division game that's going on. And it's just totally out of control. It's insane. So, again, I'm not saying there aren't problems that need to be addressed. They do need to be addressed, but don't be used as a tool by these same people. And that's what's happening. That people are just being used as a tool. So anyway, I wanted to cover that. I want to go a little further. And I know we've got some callers. Hang on, I'll be with you in just a minute. And so I want to go back to Atlantis and Lemuria. So in Atlantis and Lemuria, what happened there? There was a fall there. And the fall was with the Atlanteans who were misusing technology and they wanted total domination, total control. They were using their technology to do so. And the Lemurians were all about the law of one. They're all about unity consciousness. And they saw everything as family. They're very close to the earth. And when the Atlanteans went in the wrong direction, they even warned them about it and said, "What are you doing? You're blowing it here. You're going against universal law." And so a war ensued, and it was very ugly. And the Lemurians, they were a spacefaring race. They're a very advanced race of beings. And so they got taken out by beam ships. And, the Gobi Desert, that big glass shelf there, that's part of that conflict. But it's still there today. So anyway, the Lemurians decided, okay, well, we're just going to drop a meteor on you and so much for Atlantis, So that's basically what happened there. But we're going through that same program now. We've got this one group that wants to use technology. They want to use AI. They want to use the media, and they want to totally control and enslave the masses. They want a major die-off. They want to get us down to a very small group and a nice controllable group, and that's their agenda. And they're very afraid of people waking up, because when the people wake up, they won't be able to control it. And so they're doing all they can to stop the people from waking up. And thus you have the chemtrails, you have HARP, you have psychotronics, and you have all the misuse of technology that we've been experiencing now. for quite some time. 5G is part of that as well. So rolling out the old 5G. So we need to stop that as well. So there's more to 5G. 5G is also an activator of nanotechnology and other stuff. And it's a very ugly beast that we need to put an end to. But anyway, just start hardwiring your place. You know, forget about the the Wi-Fi's if you want to get through that nonsense. And just, you know, start making your voices known. Just say, no, we're not going to do 5G. Get that. It's trespassing on my fields, my space, my energy, and it's destructive, and I don't want it. You know, people are going to have to step up on that. So anyway, so what this is all boils down to is, as I said, we have the same thing. We have the war and the disease profiteers, the people that want to control everything, and they want to support this hierarchical form. They want to keep the people enslaved through dependency. They don't want to keep. They want to keep out the healing, the alternative healing technologies and all of this. They don't want any of this to happen. The fuelless energy. And then you got the other groups, the white hats, that want to bring this out and start cleaning up the planet and freeing the people. And it's the same, too. You can take it back to the wars in Orion, where you had the reptilians come in and a very peaceful people, and they started destroying their cities and everything else. So people weren't armed. They had no concept of war. They're very artistic, very loving people. And very advanced people, but they just weren't weaponized, and they had to weaponize their ships and turn that around. They're much more advanced than the reptilians, and that's one of the groups that's coming here to help us out now as well. But it's that same old program. You've got these predators, and you've got these other people that are humanitarians. You know, you got the self-serving groups, and you've got the people that are in service to others. And so you'll see that same pattern. You can break it down to the self-serving and service to others. And then you can go down the line and those who are working out of fear and lack and things like that. And there's those that are looking at working out of love and service. You know, it's you can just go down the line with that. You know, the baser emotions are on the bottom, and the other ones, the self-serving ones, are manipulating the people below them through the first three chakras, which are survival, sex, and power. So I want to go into that a little bit before I take calls. And I want to talk about the survival, sex, and power. Those are the first three chakras. People are trapped in survival, sex, and power. Hollywood is pushing this like crazy. A massive satanic pedophile network there in Hollywood and in the political agenda as well. And in the major corporations, as you climb the ladder, it gets darker and darker usually. And so it ends up with the ultimate deception, the ultimate, I can't even think of a word for it. It's just the ultimate slap in the face, you know, on creation, which is actually the child sacrifice and pedophile thing. Yeah. That's where this evolves to. That's where these elite end up, you know, in that realm. Now, there are some good people that are also very wealthy and very powerful, and they are working with the white hats as well, trying to turn this around. So we can't pigeonhole everybody in that. But overall, basically, that's what's going down. So you can sum it all up. You've basically got universal law, again, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for everyone. And they're transcending the all race and cultural divisions. They're going beyond that and, you know, working out of, you know, pretty much, you know, unconditional love and seeing the creator in all creation and working on that level and the higher levels of that. And then, you know, you have the other groups that are just fostering the separation and division game. And we need to not get caught up in that. We need to break away with. So anyway, so there's things going on that people aren't aware of. What you're seeing here on this level in the political arena and the business arena and everything else is all because of a higher force that's stepping in, that's coming in. The grid, the draconian grid is coming down. Universal law is coming in, taking its place. And these higher dimensional beings, ascended masters, whatever name you want to give them, are all working towards universal law and establishing heaven on earth again. So the earth was created to be an Eden where everybody would evolve to its highest potential. All life would. and it got hijacked by these other forces, and now these other forces are being made known, being called out, and we need to stand as a people against these other forces and stand for universal law. And that's basically the bottom line. And we don't have to do it from fear and anger. We can do it with loving detachment, but we do need to speak up and stand up and, you know, stand in our own divinity. And you do have a right to a loving, joyous, prosperous life. I mean, that's your divine right. And we can all have that. There's no lack on this planet. It's manufactured. And until we figure that out, we'll be enslaved through dependency. And, we have to break out of the plantation, break out of this prison planet and go to the next level. And that's where we're going, basically. So, I mean, there's so many other things I want to talk about, but I've never seen anything like it. The lamestream news, the slave masters they have up there talking, attacking the people that are trying to find solutions, that are communicating. It's just gone insane. And they've gone to a whole new level. And I think it's hilarious when the Democrats, you know, the left are calling, you know, Trump a racist, and they're saying he's aligned with the KKK and everything else when they created it. The Democrats created the KKK, and that's one of Hillary's, mentors, basically, a major high-up Klan member. So do the research. It's there. You know, the Democratic Party has always been against freeing the slave, given the slaves rights. They've always voted against it on a huge scale, and basically more people have been jailed under Barack Obama and his group than anybody. You know, that was the war on drugs and things like that. But and I'm pretty sure they're against women, you know, voting as well. So, you know, that's another thing, this Me Too movement. It's like, come on, how about a little personal responsibility? You know, and there, quit playing the victim card, the victim role. You know, it's like, what is this all about? It's more to it. You know, so do you want to support the victims, or is this about healing? You know, this is more about healing. So, I do agree there are predators out there that need to be dealt with. There are manipulators on every level. There's some female predators out there, and one of them just lost for president. But, I can go on and on, but you really need to do your own research. Forget about what the mainstream news is telling you. Do your own research into what the facts are, what the history is all about, and get educated and learn about the ancient history of Earth. And then you'll understand where the religions originated, the real history of Earth, and where we got these images of jealous, wrathful, genocidal gods and all loving, all forgiving gods. It goes back to how these beings interacted with us, you know, for eons, basically. So again, do the research. Now, people go, are you anti-Christian? No, I'm not anti-Muslim either. I'm not anti-anything. I'm all about universal law. I'm all about being kind to each other, being kind to the planet. I'm all about, stopping the gender wars and stopping the race wars and everything else. And I'm all about living, you know, under unity consciousness. That's what I'm all about. I see where we're going as a step in that direction, but the bottom line is, you know, we're not ready for a Gandhi. You know, if you thought Bernie Sanders was going to stand up against the deep state and everything else, he would crumble in a moment. He already did crumble. They stole the nomination from him. He crumbled, you know, took the payout, and then he turned around and endorsed the very people that stole the election from him. So that's sad, you know, but that's the way it is. But right now we need some warriors out there. We don't need Gandhis. We need truth warriors, and we need people that are going to stand up for what's right. And I'm not saying get in their face and chase them down in restaurants and everything else like the left is doing. I think that's ridiculous. You know, the people that are really trying to make a change here and help out, I mean, they're the ones being attacked the most. And I think that has to end. You know, it's all about, you know, we can have peaceful debates. We can feel strong in our opinions, but we have to be open to the facts and open to the research and do our own research, not just accept somebody else's research, because you know, when you're in politics, the research is always skewed to whoever wants the outcome a certain way. So you just can't go in that direction. You have to just drop it. Do your own research. So anyway, I'm about all of us getting, you know, getting along, getting together, going within, releasing the past, heal the wounds and traumas from the past, you know, stop with the grudges, and, you know, let's take this to the next level. Let's bring in universal law, and let's align ourselves with the higher dimensional energies. And a lot of us have within us the knowledge and the wisdom of what it is like to live in a very advanced society. So we've had other lives in the past, in the Pleiades and the Orion system, you know, in the Sirian systems. We've had Arcturian lives, Andromedan lives. There's so many other different lives we've had. And we have that knowledge within us. We've had these other experiences, and we've come to Earth, and we need to awaken and realize that we didn't come to be swallowed up by this system. We came to change it. We didn't come to become a part of this. And I think it was Gurdjieff and several others said, you know, it's not the measure of a man or a woman to be well adjusted to an extremely sick society. And that's what we have right now. And that's what we're undoing and changing. So anyway, I think I've got time for a couple callers on that. I just wanted to voice my opinion about this because I'm just watching this stuff and I'm just going, you know, as soon as somebody steps out of the plantation, everybody just goes nuts and goes crazy. And then they start laying down the facts and they go even crazier. And then you go, well, what do you have to offer? You know, give me a solution or give me a fact that goes against what I just told you. You know, do the and they can't. You know, they can't do it. And that's where I'm at. I'm sitting here neutral. I have a t-shirt that says, I'm just sitting here observing and, you know, show me your facts, show me your evidence, show me, and they just can't do it. And they just keep spewing something that somebody else said over and over and over again, because that's what the mainstream has brainwashed them into believing. So, you know, when they keep pulling out this racist card and this gender card and all the other cards that they're pulling out, we have to start doing some research and say, wait a second, does this apply or does this not apply? And what's funny is that the very people attacking people, calling them racist and all these other things, are extreme racists themselves, have a long history of racism, and the very people that are supporting them and following them, because they're playing that card, have no idea that they are just leading them, you know, down the downward, you know, leading them on the downward spiral to total collapse. And so that's where you want to go. Have fun with that. And, you know, especially Antifa, do your research, you know, look at your boss. I know he stiffed you a couple times and you went out and demonstrated in front of his buildings, Mr. Soros, and said, where's our money? Where's our money? But it's not about money. You know, if you're paid to do something that's wrong, you're paid to do something, you know, in your heart of hearts is not the path. And if you're just expressing your rage and anger and not taking personal responsibility, then you're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. So anyway, I'm going to leave it at that and start taking on calls. I think I've got Will on line one. So thanks for hanging in there. Will, are you with us? Looks like we might have lost Will. If there's any other callers, feel free to call in. If you're on the internet, most of you are. The call-in numbers are there on the internet. Looks like we lost Will. Well, I was just going to keep going then. We have a decision to make. And again, that decision is not that complicated. You know, are you here to create heaven on earth? You know, period. How hard is that? Are you here to create heaven on earth? Think about that. What are you doing that is in alignment with that? Are you being kind to your fellow human? Are you being kind to the planet? You know, are you coming in with solutions? You know, are you solving the energy problems? Are you solving the pollution problems? Are you solving any of these problems? Do you have any solutions? Are you just out screaming and ranting and raving, you know, and putting your own emotional trauma into these issues and not taking personal responsibility? You know, we need to be brutally honest with ourselves. What are you doing? You know, it's and why are you doing it? That's the big question too. Why are you doing it? And so the only way we're going to find healing here is through personal responsibility, by releasing the past, finding out, you know, dealing with our angers, you know, any violations, our wounds and traumas. We have to deal with those, heal those within, because if we don't, we're going to keep recreating the same events. You're going to draw to you people, places, and things that are of the same nature, and you're going to get on that spiral, and you're just going to stay on it. And so it's all about personal responsibility. It's about forgiveness. It's about gaining the wisdom from the experience. Now you know what you don't want, and let's start creating what you do want. Start creating heaven on earth. That is the program. That's where we're going. So everything is going to fall away. It's going to be energized, and everybody's going to see it for what it is. I think we got Will back. Will, are you with us? Thanks for being patient.
Yes, I am. Can you hear
me, James? Welcome to the show, Will. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just want to say thank you for creating the template, you and your crew, and of course Pete now that's in the U.S. has created. Just like you're saying, you know, all people have to do is go do their own research on this stuff and go by their own soul laws. We're all born with soul laws that are embedded within our heart, and all people have to do is look at what's going on, and it's obvious. They can see what's going on. And, you know, I have a lot of family members that watch CNN. Some of them served in the military, and you kind of see they have this programming. But you can see even through the CNN and stuff, which I don't watch, they're starting to break away from their old programming. They're starting to see the truth somehow. So I find that very interesting, that all these truths are coming out to us now, that it's something you've been talking about for quite a while now. But I just find that very interesting, and I just want to say thank you for providing the template that you have provided for anyone from all walks of life to come experience for their own selves, well, whatever religious background, whatever backgrounds they have, it all comes together and creates the whole pie. So I just want to say thank you, James.
Oh, thank you. It's really important. We're going to have to transcend all religious and all cultural boundaries and get beyond that and move into universal, you know, peace and brother-sister love, and make that a priority. And we have been programmed, you know, religions, governments, politicians, schools, everything. We've been programmed to keep these race and division cards going, especially with the religions, and we have to drop it. And, you know, any master teacher, it doesn't matter what culture you are, they all talk about the universal laws. And, you know, many of them that have become enlightened, that are truly enlightened, are going to be focused on love and joy and bliss and the highest levels of consciousness and energy, and working towards creating heaven on earth, bringing that consciousness down to earth. And I don't care what color you are, what culture you are, you know, what religion you are, we have to stop even the religion games. You know, we have to clean that. And there's a massive cleanup in the religions too, as far as the child abuse there as well that's coming out.
Oh,
so yeah, just because you're of a certain faith, and just because you're of a certain political, you know, swing, just because, it doesn't matter. We have to go back to the individual and look at that individual on, you know, what they're come from. What is their agenda? And forget about all these other programs and these other all the chaos that's being spread by these other groups out there. But anyway, well, thanks for the assist there, and keep doing the work you're doing as well. And hopefully, all cultures and all religions will gather here.
One more thing: everybody has their own religion, right? And they all know something's going wrong, but they don't want to break free from the religion. Well, all they have to do is ask their master, you know, ascended master, the ones alongside the angels, whatever people want to call it, to assist them in this journey, and it will lead them to the truth. That's all they have to do.
I agree. You know, I agree. Most people are living in the past, and the masters that they worship are actually beyond that. They've evolved into a higher level. They're all working hand in hand and to turn this planet around. And they need to go out of the institutions, make their own personal contact with God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, and then allow that energy to come through them, and things are going to change.
Great, James.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Have a great evening. Another,
we have one other caller here. I'm not seeing it on my line, but I think we have another caller. Welcome to the show. I'm not sure where you're coming from or who you are, so maybe you can introduce yourself when you come on the show.
You bet.
Okay, who are we speaking with?
This is Denise.
Oh, welcome. And where are you from?
Thank you. I'm at the Gilliland Ranch right now.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah, so what do you have for us?
This is the Gilliland talk show right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, great. Well, I wanted to say that I agree wholeheartedly that corporate America doesn't want the average American to wake up, because I think that would take away corporate America's lifestyle. But their message, I believe, is at complete odds with universal law. The White House and their advisors are many former CEOs of major corporations like Exxon and Goldman Sachs. The White House policies are destroying the environment, removing sanctions on land that's supposed to be set aside for the environment, for wildlife. And I agree, I totally agree with them that mainstream news is corrupt. But that's because they're owned by corporations, Disney, GE, Rupert Murdoch, all of that. And by saying that the Democrats created the KKK, I don't know, I can't really attest to that. But the party that freed the slaves, the Republican Party that freed the slaves, is no longer the same Republican Party. You know, and I don't think the Me Too movement has anything to do with women voting. I just can't agree with a lot of what he's saying. But I look forward to having a talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. Here's some things. Here's some points. Basically, they did create the KKK. Hillary is arm in arm with, you know, one of the top Klan members there. That's a known fact.
What's the name of that person? Who is that person? Because I do want to investigate that myself.
I can't remember his name, but if you Google it, just Google Hillary and KKK, it'll pop up. I forgot his name.
Well, I could find anything on the internet that way. I mean, and a lot of it is bogus.
Well, no, I mean, she's openly said that. I mean, she's openly stated that, and, he's a major player.
I would have to see that. I can't just take a word on that one.
But wait. Yeah, Google it. You'll find out I'm telling the truth. Now, there's more to that, too. I'm not saying Trump is perfect. I think the environmental factor is a mess, and we need to change that around. But also, too, that it was a mess under all the other ones, too. And I'm really against the pipelines and things like that because, you know, we could turn that around. We have the fuelless energy now. We don't need those pipelines. Yeah, we are creating a lot of jobs, but what is it doing to the environment? And, you know, especially the Native Americans got the shaft on that one, which I've been very open with and very supportive of that, you know, of stopping that. But I'm not saying everything is perfect on that side. But I'm saying right now it's the best bet in transition to get rid of this deep state, which is controlling everything. It has been controlling everything, and we're seeing the corruption all surface now. And I think it's a process. And what I'm saying is this is a process. This is one step in a direction that there's a lot more steps involved, and people need to hold all of their feet to the fire, you know, all the politicians, all the religious leaders and everything else to align back with universal law. So, anyway,
and I think that's a very fair point. But and corporations contribute money to both the Democrats and the Republicans, which is why I've been so frustrated for so long with this process. But I think our best bet right now lies with voting in the Democrats, because at least there's kindness and some. Are you kidding me? They want health care for all, at least affordable health care for all, or access to it.
Yeah, did you really look at how that turned out? Like, the people lost their doctors. Their premiums went through the roof. Everything was
now they can't afford to go to a doctor.
Nonsense. Hey, we're out of time. I'd love to debate this, but you got to do the research. You've got to really do the research.
I have been doing a lot of research. I appreciate it. I just don't think your facts and my facts align. I don't think that's...
No, they don't. But I've done the research.
They don't,
you really need to do the research.
And just by you saying...
I can't even hear you. You're breaking
Trump
up really bad.
Trump is a racist.
Bad, so.
He's had several lawsuits against him.
Who's that?
For improper practice. Donald Trump, for improper rental practices. That's a fact. You can find that. Well, that is a fact.
That's, you know what? I'm not saying I'm not defending Trump. What I'm saying is that the White Hats and the military and everything else are cleaning up the corruption. They're cleaning up the deep state. They're cleaning up the extreme treason and selling all of our national secrets out. Hillary just opened up her servers to China. They had everything. Russia had everything. They sold the uranium to Russia. That's the real Russian collusion. Everything that they've accused Trump of, they themselves have done 10 times over. And so when you really do the research of what's really going down, you're going to see that the people that you would vote for are criminals, and they're corrupt beyond any imagination. It's all going to come out, and it's all going to come out very soon in the next couple months, and you're going to see exactly who these people are. And there's no defending what they've done. I mean, how many people have died around Hillary? My God. I mean,
oh, my God. Look how many people died during the Iraq war with George Bush. I mean, not even you can't. That's apples to oranges.
Well, what does that have to do with Trump? That's what I'm saying. You're doing apples and oranges. Look, what does that do with Trump? She's got a long line of people that went against her. They're all dead. I mean, these are authors and researchers and things like that have died. And you want to put these people back in office? Are you serious? I mean, this is unbelievable. Do you have any inner sensitivity left in you? Can't you look at someone and read their energy and see what they're about? I mean, my God, it's like these people are so dark. I don't even know who they're not even people anymore. I hate to say it. They're something else. Because what they've done in the past,
sometimes democracy is loud
and they have sold out to all the corporations. They've sold out to all the, even the countries that are not in our highest and best good. They've given them all the information, all the secrets, access to all of our top secret stuff. I mean, these guys are America for sale. Democratic Party, look at them. I mean, there's rhinos that did it too, but it's major in the Democratic Party. And do the research. I'll show you where to go, but, you know, check into QAnon.
I would like that. If you have something
that
you think,
out.
Because I'm a big enough girl to say, hey, if I'm wrong, dude, I will let you know I'm wrong. But I'm telling you, I can't agree with any of what you're saying at this point.
Well, you'll
I
see it unfold.
That I believe
All
it.
You got to do is sit back and watch the show. You'll see it unfold. You'll see these people be exposed for what they are. And a lot of people are going to be wearing orange suits real soon. But anyway, I'm out of time. I've got to sign off. So anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. And again, as I said earlier, do the research, look at the history, you know, read about the true history of America and the Democratic Party, and listen to these people that are breaking free of the plantation and that are coming out and talking, and look at the people talking against them, the people that are trying to bring out the truth. Take a good look. And it's all unfolding. You can't miss it. And this is exactly why I don't like to get into politics, because people haven't done the research. Anyway, James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Do the research. Follow your heart. Tune into these people. Develop your own inner sensitivity and BS meter. Forget about the mainstream media. They're feeding you a pack of lies. They always have been. And they are owned by the corporations. So basically, if the corporations and the mainstream media are against Trump and the White Hats, what does that tell you? Common sense. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.